I'm Ryan, and you're listening to another episode of Daily Dose, a podcast show where I talk about anything from motivation and personal development to business strategies and social media, and basically everything in between. If it can be talked about, it will be talked about on this show. Now, today's episode is all about my top apps for small business owners. Being a small business owner myself, I'm always looking for ways to increase my productivity and create better time efficiencies. If you would like to know what my top apps are, then keep on listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you have any episode ideas for me, please drop them to me on Instagram, send me a DM, send me a comment, whatever you like. That's at Ryan Nike. That's RyanNaikea. Thanks so much for listening, and I really hope you enjoy. Okay, guys, so I'm going to share my top five apps with you today. I have a lot, and I kind of don't want this episode to get too long with me rambling. What I have done, though, is I have created a Facebook group where I am going to share all of my top apps and how I actually utilize them with screenshots and videos and screen recordings and live footage of me actually using the app, how I use it, what content I generate out of it, and tips and tricks with that. So that Facebook page group, if you're interested, is called Daily Dose, and I will link it on my Instagram, on my Facebook page, on my Twitter, etc. If you're looking for it, you can find it on one of those pages. But today, I'm going to share five of my top apps with you and why I like them and what they do for me. So my first one is Slack. If you are a business owner and you have a small team or even a large team, Slack is amazing for communicating with your team members on projects, making sure you're all on task, you're all doing the right thing, you're all tracking along nicely, and it has a really beautiful layout. The brilliance of Slack is that you can carry it across because they also have a desktop app. So I use the desktop app and the mobile app to communicate with people that I'm collaborating with or working on projects with, and it's so super good. Even big teams like Shopify actually communicate via Slack. So you know it's the bee's knees because big multi-million dollar companies choose to use it, and it's free. It costs you $0. I know there are other apps that exist like Monday, which do a similar thing. And I believe until recently, Monday was charging. They might not now, or they might have a free trial, I think. But Slack, honestly, you can't go wrong. It has a great interface and it's super, super cool. You can even use it. I'm all over the place with my thoughts, but you can even use it to just communicate with yourself and send yourself lists. So I would send myself like key tasks to do, and then they're gonna come up on my phone. So when I'm at my desktop, maybe not near my phone, I can just say to myself, hey, this is what you need to get done. You need to buy these things. You need to go to these places, blah, blah, blah. This is what you need to do. Then I can pick that back up when I get into my car, have a look at my phone. I'm on my way home. Oh, I need to stop at such and such and buy whatever. So it's a really, really, really good app. And I will also be showing you that in action on Daily Dose, my Facebook group. Another really cool app that I use, if you own a business and you want to level up your Instagram story content. I love the features that Instagram has on their app themselves, but other apps have developed even cooler ways to share content. My two favorites, I'm going to do like a two-in-one for this one, for story creation, especially for small businesses. I use Unfold and Storylux, Lux, L-U-X-E, so Storylux. They are amazing tools for creating really nice looking and cohesive content. So you can input your the photos that you want to take. So you can take from your camera roll. That's the best thing. You can take from your camera roll with Instagram stories. So why not use your camera on your actual phone? Not only does it give you a higher quality look, but you actually have time to go through and actually edit the photo and maybe crop it, rotate it, line it up a little bit better, and make sure you're really taking a nice shot. Of course, if you're creating more authentic, real looking stuff where you just want to kind of show behind the scenes, definitely just take straight in the Instagram camera, bang, pop a filter on it, Bob's your uncle. If you want to create more branded looking content, definitely take the photo in your camera, upload it to something like Storylux or Unfold, which have these beautiful templates that you can use and kind of create collages, or gives you a nice background color and you can put your photo in and put some beautiful text on. They have amazing fonts, which you can actually buy more of. So if you like different styles, you can go in and add more. I think the packs for fonts are $1.49. I bought a couple of them. They're really good. But it gives you this nice finished, clean, polished look and really levels up your content. You can see how I use Unfold. If you follow @byjed on Instagram, they have a little story highlight called Our Story. And now I created that to kind of give everyone an overview of what that business does, a little bit behind the scenes, how that, because of the business started, a little bit about the CEO, and also about me, because I am the marketing director for that company. So that's how I use it if you want to have a look. But again, I'm going to show you guys how to use these apps in my Facebook group if you're interested. If you're not, have a look, have a play. Download these apps, test them out, and you'll see how cool they are. I think I can't even go past saying that my next favorite app is my all-time favorite. I probably could not live without this app in my life. And it's VSCOcam or VSCOcam. Everyone pronounces it differently. I'm still not sure how you say it, but I say VSCOcam. So that's, yeah, VSCOcam. I use that on every single photo that I post on anything, unless I'm taking photos on Snapchat or Instagram stories. But even then, I do my trick. I take it in my camera roll, chuck it in VSCOcam, edit it there, give it my filter, and then I put it back into Instagram, and it kind of gives my content that one nice themed look. That's how you create brand recognition. If you're taking nice, clean, white, crisp photos on your feed, and then maybe on Instagram stories, your stuff looks a little dark and it looks a little grainy and it doesn't look high quality because you're taking it in the Instagram camera, then you're kind of not, you know, dragging that cohesive, nice, slick, clean look across the board with your content. And people, consumers will be like, wait, what? But I thought you were like super clean, super slick. So it gives you the option to create nice content right across the board on all of your social media accounts. And they have amazing filters. My favorite filters that I use and people ask all the time are A6, S2, G6, the B range as well, so the black and white range. I think their black and white range is incredible. And what's another really good photo? Oh, M5 and A4. So those are my top filters, if you're wondering. On my feed, I use mostly A4 and M4 for businesses, or for by Jed. The photo editing that I have on there is a little bit of G6, and then I actually go through and play with the color scales. So I go in and I change the blues and I make them more teal, and I change the yellows and make them more orange. VSCOcam, I can't stress enough, has amazing, very powerful editing tools. The accuracy is amazing, and you'll notice after you've used it, when you go and use other apps, the brightness tools just aren't that great, the exposure tools aren't that great, it becomes very pixely, very grainy, very noisy. If you're a photographer, you know, when you increase the brightness on some photos, it creates more noise, which is like grain. So these editing tools in VSCOcam, they are above all else. I personally have the paid version. However, it does come with a really nice set of filters to start out with in the free version. If you want the paid version, I actually think now they have a subscription model. So I think in New Zealand, it's $50 a year. Now, if you take into consideration that you would maybe pay Adobe $14.99 a month to have Lightroom, and then you would go and buy Lightroom presets, and you have to do it on your computer, and it's not very easy. I mean, it is a little bit easy, but it's not super easy. VSCOcam does that all for you from your mobile device. So highly recommend, especially if you are a business owner. Even if you're not a business owner, they have amazing filters. If you've been looking at people's feeds and you wonder why they're so great and they all look like they have the same theme going on, I promise they're probably using VSCOcam. It's amazing. It's my favorite app, hands down. Cross my heart, swear to die, VSCOcam. Now, My fourth one is actually Skillshare. So for small business owners, I think it's really important to always be improving. And although you might be really good at your specific craft, there are probably other areas of your business that you could make better. Like for instance, I feel my content creation, fine, you know, I produce content to a good level, but my handwriting is terrible. So when I go through and I want to make handwritten quotes, it takes me a long time because I have terrible handwriting. My typography skills are rubbish. With Skillshare, you can actually go in and learn from thousands of users, thousands of teachers, thousands of professionals, and there are hundreds of subjects. I did a typography course and leveled up my typography. So now it's a little bit nicer, and I'm going to keep learning and keep progressing. And I can actually translate that typography right back into my own personal businesses and create really cool overlays and make nice quotes to share on my Instagrams and do hand drawings across my pictures because I've now learned that skill. Skillshare, I think, is free for the first 2 months. I get a 2-month trial, and then if you refer people, you actually get another 2 months for everybody you refer. So if you've got a lot of buddies, definitely jump on. I have had the 2-month trial for about a month and a half, so I'm probably almost out. If you would like a referral code and you'd like to give me 2 months and get 2 months, please hit me up on Instagram because I love that app and I'm really seriously contemplating paying for it. But I just think it's always important to level up yourself and improve on areas that you're not 100% on, because why not? Why wouldn't you want to expand your knowledge base? Why wouldn't you want to become better at something else? And they have a lot of classes as well relating to small business. So if you maybe aren't super good at website coding, they've got classes for that. If you aren't super good at creating or linking domains or creating nice product photography, they have lots and lots and lots of classes, which are free for 2 months, by the way, free, for you to go in and learn from. I'm going to stop plugging it so hard. This is not SponCon. This is not sponsored content. I just actually really enjoy Skillshare. You could go to university and learn how to take nice photos, or you could jump on Skillshare and watch 8 modules worth of a class and learn how to take really cool photos from your house with your phone by yourself. Highly recommend Skillshare. My last favorite app that I love for productivity is TimeSpread. Now, I actually use a lot of different task scheduling apps, calendar apps, etc., etc., and I use them all for different things, but this one I feel takes the cake because it actually has everything I want in it, and you can create your calendar as a widget. If you're an iPhone user, widgets are all the way on the left. So if you scroll far left on your iPhone, you have a little thing that maybe if you haven't touched it before, it might have weather, it might have your favorite contacts. I'm not really sure what the stock widgets are because I changed mine a long, long time ago. But what I have in there is at a glance, I can see my schedule and it's color-coded. I love color coding. It helps me sort my brain out. And I don't really like when apps that are for scheduling or calendar task related stuff, when there's no color coding, because then it all just looks like blah, 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 and I might as well have not even written a schedule because I can't tell what's what and when it is and where it is and whatever. TimeSpread makes this easy. It's so freaking good. And like I say, you get the widget, so you don't have to open the app and go in and have a look at your calendar. You can be fluffing around on your phone and just swipe really far right. Now, I don't have that many pages, so it's only 2 swipes for me, and then I'm there on that page. And I can see, oh, hey, at 10 o'clock, I have a Zoom meeting with such and such, and then I have this meeting, and I have to go here for this event, and I have this to do, and I need to have this content done by this time, and I'm working on the website here, and blah, 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 and all color-coded, and it gives you a nice weekly layout. It's nice and small, but still readable, and that is how I plan my weeks so well. So I put all of the information in the app, go through and color-code it, spits it out in a nice little calendar format for me in my widgets. And I've got lots of other apps that I love and I really want to share them all with you. But if I talked about them on a podcast, I could talk about them forever and ever and ever and ever. And I can't really show you, which also makes it very difficult because you're like, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't see it in action. So again, shameless self-promotion. I've got a new Facebook group. It's public, so you can just go and search it, or you can find a link on my other social medias. And it's going to be all about me showing you how I use apps, how I edit photos, all of my most asked questions on Instagram. Everyone wants to know how I edit. I will show you in that app. I will also show you business strategies for generating sales. I will show you how to create a really cool Shopify store. I'm going to show you hashtags to use to increase your reach and engagement and generate more impressions. I'm going to show you all of that and a whole lot more. Just general motivation, personal development, everything that I am about, I'm going to show you in that group and hopefully create a community of like-minded individuals and business owners and creators and influencers that want to come together in one little spot, learn, educate, share, and add value to each other's lives. So again, if you want to join me in my new group, it is called Daily Dose. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I will catch you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Peace.